Good morning, Sarah Speller and Bluey Forsyth with you this morning here on ABC Breakfast Far North. Portrait of Humanity 2020. It's a photo exhibition like nothing on Earth. It is quite literally a photo exhibition that will be sent into space. A 360-degree camera will be launched into the stratosphere so photographers can see their images displayed against the celestial backdrop of space. And as if that wasn't enough of a feat, the images will then be beamed onwards in binary code at the speed of light into the solar system. It sounds like nothing short of amazing, and thousands of photographers of all levels from around the world submitted their work in hope of being selected as one of the final 200 images to be shortlisted. Brian Cassie is a photojournalist who lives in Cairns. He works for a string of newspapers and magazines from around the planet, and two of his photographic images have been selected for the Portrait of Humanity 2020 project. Brian, what does this accolade represent for you?
Good morning, Sarah, first up. well, it's obviously an honour, and it's a very interesting project. I sound like a little bit of a stunt, but it's a very exciting stunt. I'm very pleased to be part of it.
So where is the project happening, Brian?
Where is it happening?
Yes.
Oh, very good question. Look up, I suppose.
Is there a date set or anything like that at this stage?
They were due to send them up into space in September, October, but apparently because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's maybe put off for a little while. But it will happen.
And is this going to be launched from the UK? Is that where it's all happening?
That's a very good question. The company itself is a company that they've contracted is called Sent Into Space, and it's a company that does actually literally send things into space. And I'm not sure where it's based, to be brutally honest. I can't really tell you.
That's quite all right. I was looking through your website the other day, Brian, and the images struck me were very much about people facing adversity. They seem to feature quite heavily in your work. Why is that?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure why I'm attracted to that and why that I come across people in those situations, but it definitely seems to be a factor. I suppose I'm always after images that speak to people, images that are something somewhat different, I suppose, to the run-of-the-mill. And it's always nice to take images of people which may change their lives. And that certainly, I feel, was the case with at least one of these two images, which is the one of Carol, the Cairns burn victim.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got that up on our website on the abc.net.au on the news website, the photos there of Cairns burn survivor Carol Mayer, shortlisted for this Portrait of Humanity. Brian, what I'm interested to know is how much has photography changed for you since you first picked up a camera?
When I first picked up a camera, the first camera I picked up was cost about 2 shillings and 6 pence. In fact, it did cost 2 shillings and 6 pence. And I was about 11 years old and on holiday with my family, and I nagged my parents to buy it for me in Woolworths, much to their disgust. They said it's a waste of money. So that was my first camera, and it obviously shot film. And I thoroughly enjoyed making images with it. I suppose it was making images in those days. I was pressing the shutter and wishing. But I was taking things, boy things like ocean liners and steam trains and things like that, and I really enjoyed it. And it just grew from there. A succession of film cameras over my teenage years. And then I found myself taking pictures for money, which was the catalyst for a rather lengthy career.
Absolutely. I was going to say, I expect you've never imagined that you were going to have your work projected into space.
No, that never came up, frankly. I tell you what, I wish I could go with them.
Well, there we go. Oh, well... Brian, it's just amazing to see that, you know, your work is being sent into space. And as I mentioned before, that the images of Carol Mayer, they are on our website. Our photojournalist Shani Kim has created a wonderful story that's such a credit to you and your work. And for anyone who wants to see more of that, all they need to do is pop over to our abc.net.au news website. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Brian.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. It's been a pleasure.
Brian Casey. Oh, goodness me. He's going to shoot me. He's just an amazing photographer. And as I mentioned before, do check out those images on our website, because they really are quite something.